Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The Browns are 1-5. They got their butts kicked in Pittsburgh. To talk about the many, many, many ways the Browns have disappointed us, we head out and welcome in Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how you doing?
I'm just trying to be better, guys.
Hey, you know what? If you just say that, it's like if you tap your chest and say, my bad, in radio, I can't yell at you. Because you've said you're bad. Same thing with Kevin Stefanski. If you're just trying to be better, well, who the hell am I to judge anyone?
Right. That's where my focus is this week, Nick, is I'm just trying to be better.
Was that the worst loss of the Browns season yesterday, or is it just the most recent loss?
Just the most recent. I'm sure there are plenty more worse losses to come.
I meant of the losses they've already seen.
Okay.
We know what week 18 is going to be, okay, here?
Well, I would say as far as just the overall, yeah, I mean, it was a pretty pathetic performance, especially on the offensive side of the things. They had nothing going on that side of the ball right now. Dylan Gabriel's not the answer. I think we know that. And, you know, Shedeur Sanders isn't going to save this thing. I don't think Kevin Stefanski's going to save this thing. I don't know who can save this thing. But right now it really feels unsalvageable. And I feel like I'm Crash Davis walking by Nuke LaLoosh in the locker room, looking at him saying, this is hopeless, utterly bleeping hopeless.
Fun thing about that is it turned around for Crash Davis.
Yeah. Well, and Nuke LaLoosh, too, right?
They were just wrong. They were wrong in their assessments. Yeah. Maybe the Browns could just be wrong in their assessments.
Well, the Browns usually are wrong in their assessments. It seems to be part of the problem. I was thinking you were more Bob Uecker when the Indians would go in the tank in the movie right before he passed out and said, it's your stick there, Monty. Yeah. That more felt like where your rant was going.
Yet, no, as good as that was, and as good of a pull that is by you, Nick, no, I'm in the hopeless category right now. I don't see any hope here offensively. Outside of Quinshon Judkins, see nothing that I consider to be redeemable with this offense, which is a shame because there is talent on that side of the ball. I just don't know what the hell they're trying to do with it.
Daryl, with the lack of an offensive line and the fact that the receivers continue to have drops and really they get no separation and it's just not going very well,
right?
Has it become hard to actually judge quarterbacks with this team?
Yeah, and they can't judge them themselves, but it certainly makes it harder for folks like me to judge them, no question about it, Jonathan. I mean, look, the two things that they kept telling us about Dylan Gabriel outside of the football acumen, the smarts, right? Although I would argue, I don't know that he's doing a great bang-up job right now reading defenses, but that's just me, was his mobility and his accuracy, and neither one of those were on display Sunday in Pittsburgh. And I don't want to bury a guy after two starts. I mean, Troy Aikman started his career 1-15 with the Dallas Cowboys, went on to win three Super Bowls and become a Hall of Famer. But I don't think Dylan Gabriel's it. I never thought Dylan Gabriel was it from the moment they made the pick. I have seen nothing to convince me otherwise, but in fairness to him, another quarterback change doesn't solve anything. I don't know that a coaching change right now solves anything either. This is the bet that the Browns made for themselves, especially from an offensive standpoint. I mean, you got Mike Tomlin firing shots across the bow today at him for trading Joe Flacco. This is pretty bad, guys. I've lost count. What is it? 19, 20, 21, 22, 20. I've 19. Lost count. 4-19 since the start of last season. This is getting pretty bad and pretty dire right now from a win-loss perspective, and there's no reason for it to be this bad. This is not they just burnt the house down to the studs like they did in 2015, 16, and 17. This is not an expansion roster like 1999, 2000, 2001. This should not be this bad, and it's bordering indefensible for me right now when I look at the product Kevin Stefanski is putting on the field when it comes to this offense.
So, with that being said, how much of yesterday's loss is on Stefanski himself?
I think a lot of it's on him. And look, the we got to be better stuff just doesn't fly anymore.
But they have to be better, Daryl.
I understand that, but you've been saying that now forever.
It's been right for a long time, too.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's been accurate.
Correct.
Right.
He's not been wrong.
It's been accurate, but I'm not seeing any improvement. I'm not seeing where we're being better, we're getting to be better, is coming into play here. I argue in some respects it's getting worse. They're actually averaging fewer points this year than they did last year. Last year was pretty bad. So I honestly don't know where they go from here, but I certainly am not willing to say that this was rock bottom because, I think this could get much, much worse.
What do you make of Mike Tomlin using Andrew Berry's name? He typically doesn't put anyone's name on things like this. He used his name intentionally there, Daryl.
There's part of me that feels like, the NFL coaching circles, it's a fraternity. It's a brotherhood. And I almost wonder if Mike Tomlin's trying to do Kevin Stefanski a solid there, saying that, what's going on in Cleveland right now really is not Kevin Stefanski's fault. It's the guy buying the groceries. It's Andrew Berry's fault. And I can't believe that Andrew Berry went ahead and traded their week one starter. Now, in defense of Andrew Berry, I got to defend him to be fair here. The Browns did trade Charlie Fry to Seattle a day after he absolutely got annihilated in the season opener. That has happened. So this whole trading Joe Flacco because he was the week one starter, that's not a low for the Browns. They have gone the day after their season opener and traded their starter before. So, but I do kind of feel like that was Mike Tomlin's coded way of maybe taking up for Kevin Stefanski.
Daryl, is it too early for the fire Stefanski talk?
Yeah, I would say yes, only from this standpoint, Nick. What does firing Kevin actually accomplish other than giving fans a pound of flesh to chew on the rest of the season? Is this a situation? Let me ask you the question. Do you feel like this is a situation when they fired Hugh Jackson, turned it over to Greg Williams, and I think they went 5-3 down the stretch to finish off that season? Do you see that type of turnaround coming if they fire Kevin Stefanski? And I guess the only person that I'd turn this thing over to would be defensive coordinator because he's got head coaching experience, Jim Schwartz. I certainly wouldn't turn over to Bubba Ventrone. Bubba Ventrone can't even deal with his own special teams unit, let alone the entire team. So I think you'd turn it over to Schwartz if you fired Stefanski, but is that the type of return that you'd be expecting if they did fire him?
Oh, no. It would just be about the pound of flesh thing. And by the way, I don't think they should. Because I don't think it's all Kevin's fault, and I think Kevin's trying to make the best out of
it. Yeah, I don't think it solves anything right now, Nick. That's, I guess, the issue I have with that talk. Is it solves nothing. And right now, I'm more interested in things that are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Solutions, then it can at least get us to January with some semblance of our sanity. Because right now, if this continues the way on the path that it is right now, it's going to be a long November, December, and early January.
Daryl, the Andrew Berry discourse is what I find really fascinating, mainly because of this. If you went into this season believing that this was their poison pill year and they were just not going to be very good, then...
Which, by the way, I did, and the fact that they're 1-5 is not a surprise to me. So I guess I can't be a hypocrite and be upset at them for being 1-5 when that's, well, what I expected them to be. I just didn't think it was going to be this ugly on offense. Well, I thought it'd be a little more competitive 1-5.
And I think that's where that falls on Stefanski in many ways, the lack of competitive nature, everything associated with that. But when it comes to Andrew Berry, how do we sit there and say he was doing his job, essentially? He was trying to build a roster that would get you 3 or 4 wins so that they can go for 2026. He saw the lines and the glaring holes that were there for the offensive line and for the wide receivers. It's not as if he didn't see these. He chose to ignore them. So how do I look at this season as some sort of big referendum on Andrew Berry when, in fact, I feel like he's just playing out the cards that Dee Podesta and Haslam want him to play out?
Yeah, and that's part of the reason why it's like... In some respects, I feel for Kevin Stefanski, even though I do hold him responsible. But at the same time, I kind of feel for him because this is the hand he has been dealt. I will not sit here, though, and say he's doing the best with what he has to work with. I was speaking
Andrew Berry exclusively here.
No, I understand that, but it's Andrew Berry adjacent in that, well, Andrew bought the groceries and Kevin has to, you know, put it all together.
Right, but I feel like after that game, a lot of under fire talk has been about the idea that the groceries that Andrew Berry bought were bad groceries, and it's like I think he intended to buy bad groceries.
Yeah, okay, and what's going to save his job, I think, is the fact that this draft class is doing as well as it is. Otherwise, if they weren't playing well, if the kids weren't playing well individually, maybe not so much collectively as a team, but the kids weren't playing well individually, then I think that there would absolutely be rightful conversation about replacing Andrew Berry. But I think this draft class buys him another year, and I'll be honest with you, they're shopping for quarterbacks, and I don't know that Andrew Berry is the guy I want shopping for the quarterback, because I've seen what he's done in the quarterback room the last 6 years, and frankly, I'm not impressed. And that is the most important position. And this franchise can't get it right. And I don't trust that Andrew Berry is going to get that right. And that is going to be his number one job in 2026.
Daryl, great stuff. Congrats on shellacking Mac in the Fantasy Football League. I guarantee you he is pissed.
Never a doubt on this end.
Never. We were all like, Mac, good luck with that. Daryl, good stuff, buddy.
You bet. I've revoked his trash-talking privileges, too. He needs to shut his trap for a few weeks until he wins some games.
Neither of you are good at talking trash, in fairness. Daryl Ryder brought
but
to
I
you.
But I win!
You did. You won, so you got the last laugh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.